This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Yes, that's right. It's only a matter of time before anybody with enough pictures of you, and it's not hard to get that, given Facebook has collected a lot of them, or Instagram or whatever. A lot of people have put their pictures out there for public consumption. They want everybody to see themselves on vacation or wherever it is they want them to see them.
Crunk at a house party.
And, now the technology exists, according to Motherboard over advice.com, to put your face on pretty much anything. Maybe movie footage or maybe porn footage. Story from Motherboard in December. Motherboard discovered a Redditor named Deepfakes quietly enjoying his hobby, face-swapping celebrity faces onto porn performers' bodies. He made several...
You make it sound like such a pleasant little hobby and nothing pathetic or disgusting about it.
He made several convincing porn videos of celebrities, including Gal Gadot, who I'm not familiar with.
That is Wonder Woman.
Okay.
And she's a very attractive woman.
Maisie Williams and Taylor Swift.
And also got a great personality, but from what I can tell.
Using machine learning algorithm, his home computer, publicly available videos, and some spare time. Now,
plenty of it.
Yeah. Now, remember, it wasn't too long ago, maybe within the last year or two, that there was an amazing test footage that was revealed where they had taken, like, a live feed, video footage that was kind of like a live feed of, let's say, George Bush or something like that, giving a speech. And then they had made it so that that George Bush would do whatever it was that an actor did. So they had an actor that would, you know, face the camera in the same way that George Bush would in this particular footage. And the actor would, you know, stick out his tongue, look to the left, look to the right, look up, you know, whatever, yeah, with his face, make faces. And George Bush, on the video of him giving a speech, would be making those faces. It was incredibly persuasive footage. We talked about it here on the air on Free Talk Live. And that was what first brought up this conversation about, oh, my God, they can do this now? How is this going to deal with, you know, like courtroom evidence? I mean, the fact that you can easily swap out somebody's face. And back then, this was something that, you know, somebody spent a lot of time, and it was like, you know, high-level computing task. Now, it's turned into an app. Now, there's an app out there. It's called, we'll tell you about that here in a second, but that makes it even easier than before. And it's going to get easier and easier and easier. It's going to end up being point and click. Oh, you got a video? You want this porn footage? Okay, you got a picture you want to put on it? Okay, click, click, done. You know? It's going to be that easy. So anyway, here's more of the story. Since they first wrote about deepfakes, the practice of producing AI-assisted fake porn has exploded. And just so you know, this story came out January 24th. So this is fresh on Vice, and they're referring to an article they originally wrote in December. So only a month's time. A month, 2 months has passed since they first wrote about this. It's exploded. More people are creating fake celebrity porn using machine learning, and the results have become increasingly convincing. Another Redditor even created an app specifically designed to allow users without a computer science background to create AI-assisted fake porn. All of the tools one needs to make these videos are free, readily available, and accompanied with instructions that walk novices through the process. These are developments that we and the experts we spoke to warned about in our original article. They have arrived with terrifying speed. Shortly after Motherboard published a story, its story, Deepfakes, created a subreddit named after himself, dedicated to his practice 2 months ago. And that is, as I mentioned before, reddit.com/r/deepfakes. to the practice. What in that short time it has already amassed more than 15,000 subscribers. Within the community, the word deepfake itself is now a noun for the kinds of neural network generated fake videos their namesake pioneered. Did you see this one coming when you came up with AI? Because apparently AI is now made to use pornography with.
What a surprise.
Another user called Deepfake App created Fake App, a user-friendly application that allows anyone to recreate these videos with their own data sets. The app is based on Deepfake's algorithm, but Deepfake App created Fake App without the help of the original Deepfakes. I messaged Deepfakes, but he didn't respond to a request for comment on the newfound popularity.
He's busy slapping celebrity faces on porn.
Or slapping something. Deepfake App told me in a Reddit direct message that his goal with creating Fake App was to make deepfakes technology available to people without technical background or programming experience.
Mm.
Quote, I think the current version of the app is a good start, but I hope to streamline it even more in the coming days and weeks. He said, eventually, I want to improve it to the point where prospective users can simply select a video on their computer, download a neural network correlated to a certain face from a publicly available library, and swap the video with a different face with the press of one button. So that's his goal. That's what he is working towards with this app. In early January, shortly after Motherboard's first deepfake story broke, I called Peter Eckersley, chief computer scientist for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, to talk about the implications of this technology on society at large. He told me, quote, I think we're on the cusp of this technology being really easy and widespread. Adding that deepfakes were pretty difficult to make at the time, he said, quote, you can make fake videos with neural networks today, but people will be able to tell that you've done that if you look closely. And some of the techniques involved remain pretty advanced. That's not going to stay true for more than a year or two.
Yeah.
In fact, it barely stayed true for 2 months. We counted dozens of users who are experimenting with AI-assisted fake porn, some of which have created incredibly convincing videos. Redditor UnobtrusiveBot put Jessica Alba's face on porn performer Melanie Rios' body using Fake App. And they wrote this in a comment, quote, super quick one, just learning how to retrain my model, around five-ish hours, decent for what it is. And
it's almost indiscernible. Yeah.
It's I mean, I haven't seen the original footage that, you know, to compare it to. So they got a little clip of it here in the Vice article, and it looks like Jessica Alba sitting out at like she's in L.A. They're out at a restaurant outside, and she's taking off her top, basically, is what's happening.
Mm.
And it's very persuasive. Redditor Nutty Nutter 6969 used Fake App to put Daisy Ridley's face, you know, the Star Wars girl from the recent movies.
Yeah, on no one another. Wants to see her naked, I can assure you.
Right, they put her face on a porn performer. In fact, there are several Daisy Ridley entries on this particular Reddit. Fakes posted in the subreddit have already been pitched as real on other websites. A deep fake of Emma Watson taking a shower was re-uploaded by CelebJihad, a celebrity porn site that regularly posts hacked celebrity nudes as a, quote, never-before-seen video above is from my private collection and appears to feature Emma Watson fully nude and flaunting her naked sex organs while showering with another girl, unquote. Now, did they know it was fake when they posted it, or did they believe that it was real and just posted as, we don't know any better. It appears to show her. Well, apparently it does appear. I haven't seen it, but you can go look for it on the deepfakes.
Right.
Reddit.
It won't be long before every woman who's ever been in a movie then has porn about her. And
that anyone's been attracted to, yeah.
Trickle-down economics kicks into play that pretty much any woman who's got a Facebook account then has porn. And then anybody wants would even care about the notion of seeing naked, then she's got her porn. Then the guy's there in
it's
it.
It's going to happen.
Right. You've got Ian Freeman's face on some guy who's getting a train run.
Totally.
And, the whole deal.
All of that can happen. Other Redditors who have taken video, trained from celebrities' public Instagram stories, and used them to transfer faces onto nude Snapchats posted by amateurs. Quote, I lucked out that this amateur does similarly silly dancing moves and facial expressions as Chloe sometimes does in her Instagram stories, the creator of a deep fake of actress Chloe Bennett wrote. Most of the posts in our deepfakes so far are porn, but some users are also creating videos that show the far-reaching implication of a technology that allows anyone with sufficient raw footage to work with to convincingly place any face in any video. A user named ZeroCool22 combined footage of Hitler with Argentina's president, Mauricio Macri. According to these deepfake, or according to deepfake app, anyone who can download and run fake app can create one of these videos with only one or two high quality videos of the faces that they want to fake. The subreddit's wiki states that fake app is, quote, a community developed desktop app to run. So you can't do it on your phones yet, people. So you gotta have an actual desktop computer to do this at this point. But in two more years, it's probably going to be point and click on every smartphone anywhere. More coming up here in moments, 855 450 free like freedom. You can share your thoughts on this or whatever's on your mind.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's going to happen. Whatever it is, it's going to happen.
Yeah, that can be done with this. So we've actually got our listeners now in the Discord posting deepfakes in the Discord. The deepfake, by the way.
Our Discord is the best place to be on the internet right now.
It's fun. It's a fun little thing. You can go check it out, discord.lrn.fm. Also, something to check out is zencash.com, where you can learn about Zencash, one of the new kids on the block when it comes to cryptocurrencies. They got started in 2017, but they're off with a bang, I would say.
They had a nice uptick today.
Whatever, $50 worth per Zencash, I think.
It's looking good. I still think, I don't give a lot of advice on buying here, right? I still think, you know, Zencash is a buy, personally.
So I'm not an investor. That's not an investment advice, but that's just your personal opinion.
It's just a personal opinion. Well, yep. What is investment advice? Who is qualified to give it?
I want to make sure that we're not claiming that we're giving it, because that could be bad, apparently.
No, I'm saying I think it's a buy.
Okay.
And I've been pretty careful all along, but I've been right more than I've been wrong, Ian.
Well, I don't make predictions about the future, Mark. If you want to do that, that is certainly your choice. Zencash, of course, did take some of the best technology. They've got zero-knowledge anonymity. That's one thing they've got in their corner. They've got decentralized autonomous organizations, kind of like was very successful with Dash, for instance. So they've taken some of the best ideas out there in the world of crypto and roll it into a cryptocurrency that is a secure platform for money and messages, secure encrypted messages that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. And I believe they have on their list of things to do to make it so you can send media with Zencash as well. But that may be down the road a bit. Go to Zencash.com to learn more about the technology. Get on board. Get a wallet and start accepting and sending and receiving Zencash over at Zencash.com. It is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. It was founded by people who care about liberty. They use the term voluntarism right there in their white paper. Go see it for yourself at Zencash.com. As we continue here, Sarah in New Mexico. Now, Sarah, you don't have a lot of experience with the internet. You don't have it, and you don't spend much time looking or thinking about it. But are you shocked? Are you surprised by the fact that anybody who has enough pictures of you could actually take your face or even a video of you and superimpose it in a very persuasive and convincing manner on the bodies of porn stars or politicians? And I'm not sure which one would be worse.
Well, I guess it's possible, but I called in because did you know that we used to have 20 red light cameras here in Albuquerque?
No, I did not know that.
What if they take the red light camera footage and start using that to make pornography?
Well, what if they didn't turn it in as evidence and they slap your head on the driver of a car in a red light video and then the city of Albuquerque sends you a ticket?
Well, you know what?
She doesn't drive. She's
not taking pictures from the front, because there was a judge in Texas. He was caught with his girlfriend, and his wife opened up the ticket. His wife opened up the ticket, and he found him and his girlfriend in the car running a red light. So that all of the pictures are taken from the back.
Well, then you can't tell who ran the red light. Running a red light is a moving violation. A moving violation goes against your license, not your license plate. And so they can't prove who was driving. You need to be able to prove who was driving to get a moving violation.
What the reason was, but that's one of the reasons why it got taken down.
Good.
The
we still have laws in this country.
For cheating on their wives on their tickets, and then he was a judge. But yeah. The thing about it is that I just want to say that I did volunteer work. I went down to city council meetings 50 times to push the red light cameras. And it, you know, at that time, we used to have 20 of them when we had Mayor Chavez.
The political process sometimes feels like a treadmill, doesn't it? Like you're just going and doing something and not getting anywhere, and it all seems so pointless, doesn't it?
Well, the thing is, the reason I stopped going down, because my neighbors that hated the camera, she threw rocks at my window, tore up my screen.
Wow.
Threw eggs at the thing.
But how do you know? Did you see her do it?
Well, yes, she was out there screaming and yelling and, look at this, come outside and look. You know, that's how.
So she was that upset because you went to a city council meeting.
Politics is a threat.
Yeah, I mean,
ultimately, that's what it comes down to is that, you know, it's the use of force against a person, and she's reacting. I'm not saying that what she did was right to you or anything, Sarah.
I can understand it, though.
But I can see, you know, people just feel threatened. You know, you probably felt threatened when Donald Trump, you know, won the presidency. You're like, oh, my God, I can't believe this lunatic won.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Let's continue here with another man who might be showing up in fake app videos, Ricky, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We've seen Ricky's photo. It's already been used for photos. Photoshops on the Free Talk Live forum over at forum.freetalklive.com, which some of which have been very creative and very talented. Mark, you may remember Free Talk Live has a long history of encouraging Photoshops by our listeners, for listeners that aren't
usually
familiar.
Usually of us.
Right, that was what it was encouraged to do. We even had a Photoshop sub-forum on the original Free Talk Live BBS way back in the day, where people took, I think, my face and put it on a douche bottle at one point.
Yeah, that certainly happened.
There was something with the two of us.
There was one where you were Mr. Spock and I was Captain Kirk. People did me as the Terminator, as George Bush, as Iron Man. Yeah, it happened. Yeah, there was a lot of that.
Right. This was 2002, 2003. So, I mean, we're talking about 15 years ago when people were doing that. But that was just with still photos. Back then, it would have been unheard of. It would have been an incredible, you know, incredibly difficult process, if not impossible, for the average person to have taken footage of us and impose that on footage of somebody else. But that is now possible.
You did make a very convincing douche bottle, though.
Thanks. But that's now possible thanks to this app that Motherboard's been reporting on and now other sites as well called Fake App. Ricky, are you ready to see yourself in online porn that has been faked? Because that could be happening soon.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me, Brother Ian. And you know, it's funny to bring that up because I was hearing your topic earlier about this revenge porn and all these other things. And I really kind of like to have a discussion with yourself, Mark, and Miss Melanie about it if I could.
That's why we're here. Please, go ahead.
Oh, sounds good enough. Well, I mean, I think you kind of had it right before. I mean, this is coming at it from many different angles.
Just pick one angle right now. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, people are forgetting one point. This is what we can focus on. This is not about the damn state. This should be about those two people. And then if you chime in, say, Miss Melanie, it'll all of a sudden become a moral or moral issue. You know, and that's kind of where my head is at looking at this.
You're saying the state shouldn't get involved between people who have an issue with a relationship and a breakup. Yeah. I agree with you there. Thanks, Ricky. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Unfortunately, the one picture we have of Ricky is not really a full face. It's like most of his face.
He doesn't seem to want to give us any. We tried hard.
I don't know if we can. Somebody might actually have to find him in real life and snap some photos of him on the street or get some
video. Let's
some
not dox or
more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Well, we were going to talk about the important issue of the government nationalizing 5G networks, and maybe we'll still talk about that.
We decided to talk about porn.
But we're talking about fake porn, not just regular porn, but fake porn. The fact here is that the technology now exists here in 2018 where there is an app, and it's going to get even better, but it already exists to where the average person who does not have programming expertise will now be able to make their own, what they're calling deep fakes, which are very, very, and some of them are pretty rough around the edges. But for right now, you can actually make some pretty good looking videos. Earlier, my roommate just came in, and I had pulled up one from the deep fakes Reddit, which is, let's see, there's like, 15,000 people in there. The subreddit is r/deepfakes. If you want to see these for yourself, with Star Wars, the other Star Wars girl from a decade ago, Natalie Portman. They took her face and put it onto some porn actress during a photo shoot or whatever, and he couldn't tell the difference. So the subreddit's wiki, by the way, states that Fake App is, quote, a community-developed desktop app to run the deepfakes algorithm without installing Python, TensorFlow, etc., and that all one needs to run it is a good GPU, a good graphics processing unit. So the very same thing that you would mine your cryptocurrencies with can make fake pornography now. They need a good graphics card with CUDA support. If users don't have the proper GPU, they can also rent cloud GPUs through services like Google Cloud's platform, running the entire process from data extraction to frame-by-frame conversion from one face to another would take about 8 to 12 hours if done correctly. Other people have reported spending much longer, sometimes with disastrous results. And there are some, you know, sloppy jobs in here, but they're learning, right? They're learning how to get this stuff right and make it more more accurate. Then, again, they also are using this for non-porn purposes, like putting politicians' faces on other politicians, for instance. One of them even manipulating Hitler's face onto a current politician from some
other country.
What good is,
police officer badge video or, red light camera video? What good is any video going to be?
That's the big question here.
2 years.
That's the biggest question, I think, that is applying to this, because this isn't just about porn. Remember, the VHS tape won the battle in beta versus VHS because the porn industry adopted it. So, where the porn goes is kind of where a lot of other things go, meaning that the porn is leading the way in this particular technology and driving its adoption, driving its, creation, driving its ease of use, mm-hmm. but it's going to be used for all kinds of things. As you said, this could be made to falsify all kinds of footage. And then how do you prove in a courtroom that your footage wasn't manipulated? Because normally with video, you need to have some sort of a chain of custody. You need to, or with any evidence, you need to have a chain of custody to where you can show this came from this place, it was then put into this bag, it was then sealed by this officer, it was then opened by this officer, and the idea is that that somehow prevents some level of manipulation. I'm sure there are still ways that you can manipulate, but it's going to be very, very hard to prove that this video footage didn't originally come from your surveillance system or something like that, putting somebody's face over a criminal act that was caught outside of a business or something like that. Or just doing a better job or a passable job on professional Hollywood footage. There's a Princess Leia face swap from the movie Rogue One. Remember the end of that movie without giving it away? Of course, it's the prequel to Star Wars, so you kind of know what's coming. But the Princess Leia, the character from the 1977 Star Wars film, makes an appearance in this movie that came out in, 2016, I think it was. She makes an appearance, and she looks like young Princess Leia.
Sure does.
And
let's not forget in that one that they did the Grand Moff Tarkin thing.
Throughout the whole movie.
Throughout the whole movie is a character of a man that has been dead for 20 years.
And it was pretty impressive. I could tell that something was amiss with that particular character, because I knew that guy had to be dead.
It was just a little weird, but it was just a little weird.
But my girlfriend at the time did not know, because she had not seen the original film, and she didn't know that character, the actor,
I can't remember, but I mean, he was very convincing. He was Grand Moff Tarkin.
He was old back in 1977, and
he had to have been one of the first ones to go.
Right. So in this case, somebody with the fake app that we were talking about here, the one that you can download to your desktop.
Will Riff Tarkin? No, that's the character.
No.
I'm terribly sorry. I thought that I was going to just jump right in.
I thought it was Grand Moff or something.
Grand
like
Moff
that.
Tarkin, but I think that this is
Peter somebody. Yeah, I forget
Peter
the name.
Cushing.
Cushing, there you go. Anyway, somebody with this very same app that we've been talking about made a different version of the Princess Leia scene, and then they cut them both together into the same video. So you can compare. Quote, my hope is that in the next few years, machine learning tools like this one become more widely available and give everyday people that don't necessarily know tech the opportunity to explore and create with high-tech digital manipulation technology that's mainly the domain of big-budget SFX companies today. He says the top version, and you can see this on the motherboard piece at motherboard.vice.com or on their deepfakes Reddit. The top version is the original footage from Rogue One with a strange CGI Carrie Fisher. Movie budget, $200 million. dirt fake road of his creation. Bottom is a 20-minute fake that could have been done in essentially the same way with a visually similar actress. My budget, $0 and some Fleetwood Mac tunes. And indeed, when you look at these, the two footage, as they're running simultaneously, it looks very, very similar. And so that's how good this technology is today. It's an incredibly easy-to-use application for DIY fake videos of sex and revenge porn, but also political speeches and whatever else you want that moves and improves at this pace could have society-changing impacts in the ways we consume media. The combination of powerful open-source neural network research, our rapidly eroding ability to discern truth from fake news, and the way we spread news through social media has set us up for some serious consequences. Jay Owens, digital media analyst and research director at audience intelligence platform Pulsar, told me in an email, quote, "Society and socially and culturally, this is exploitative, but quite survivable. Viral videos and celebrity media already operate on a plane of pure entertainment, but this will only get sexier and memeier."
Well, celebrity videos and celebrity nudes don't operate solely on a level of entertainment, because there was that whole The Fappening, if you recall, a couple of years ago.
Where there was
ago,
a hack, right?
There's a hack of a whole bunch of phones. They found some...
Celebrity phones.
Celebrity gals. Well, a whole bunch of phones, and they found some celebrity gals' phones, and then found their pictures that they had taken of themselves in various states of undress and in compromising positions, and those were uploaded, and there you go, you've got something happening. And I think it was Jennifer Lawrence, all upset, as many people were at that point. So no, it's not still only at a level of entertainment, but I think that this will likely put the nail in that coffin,
because then anybody will be able to say it's a fake,
right?
Prove it was real. Going on here, just a little bit more. Deborah Johnson, professor emeritus of applied ethics at the University of Virginia School of Engineering, told me there's no doubt this technology will get so good that it will be impossible to tell the difference between an AI-generated face swap and the real thing. She said, quote, "You could argue that what's new is the degree to which it can be done or the believability. We're getting to the point where we can't distinguish what's real, but then we didn't before. What is new is the fact that it's now available to everybody, or will be."
I mean, what do you still be able to read the source code or whatever the actual term for that is?
What do you mean?
So
like a picture.
If you go in and read like the actual, not the ones and zeros, but whatever they are now, mm-hmm. wouldn't it tell you like this is...
No.
However, okay.
No. No, because you're creating your own new thing. You're taking two things that already exist, the original footage, and then the person that you want to superimpose upon that footage, and then you just simply output a new video. And that new video will be its own piece. It will have no source code history or whatever it is that you were referring to. It will be created on a certain date. And, of course, you can modify the date on which it was created. All of these things can be changed. And there's not going to be necessarily any fingerprints, digital fingerprints, left over. So get ready, because it's here. It's now. She says, what's new is the fact that it's now available to everybody, or will be. It's destabilizing. The whole business of trust and reliability is undermined by this stuff. So, if you want to comment, you're welcome to. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Will the government be nationalizing 5G? We'll find out coming up.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Does the current
world crisis in North Korea, or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up what you want right here. In the remaining moments, there's enough time for you. If you want to jump in here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Free Talk Live AMP program is available to you. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month to the program. We will invest that into Free Talk Live to get on more radio stations around the country to, we're at, I think, over 170 radio stations, which is great news. In fact, I've got three more to add this week. I just didn't get around to it today. So that's coming up. New stations in New Hampshire. I guess we can officially announce them, but they won't be listening until Saturday night, so we'll hold off on that. But it's actually stations we've had before, so they've come back on, which I'm very excited about.
New again.
If you want us to get on more radio stations, maybe get on where you live or you used to live or whatever, you can help us do that. Go to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It also helps spread the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible. And you get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast. There's an AMP-only Facebook group. There's the new Discord AMP-only chat room. So if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, all you have to do is send me a message on Discord at discord.lrn.fm and just tell me what your AMP email address is. That way I can verify that it's really you and not somebody who's trying to, you know, pose as you wants access to the AMP room.
So, posers.
So you can go and do that over at discord.lrn.fm. Just let me know. And then there's also the Free Talk Live badge over on the Free Talk Live forum that you get if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier as well. So if you're on the forum and you're an amplifier, just shoot me a message there and let me know what your email is that you amped with, and I will upgrade you, because those are some of the perks you get when you are an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can,
as a matter of fact, the amplifiers have just been treated to, you had mentioned earlier, the
Photoshops
from the old forum. I had a few of them. Looks like about 9 or 10 or something. No, maybe about a dozen or so. Maybe between about 15 of them that I just uploaded. That I had, specifically the one of you as a,
douche,
yeah.
That's classic, man.
Yep,
that goes way back.
The classic Whoa Man Witch of me dressed up in drag, protesting the Shrine of Female Listeners thing. One of you and I.
That wasn't really a Photoshop, though. That was just you dressing in drag.
No, but I thought that people would want to see it.
Okay.
it's always a favorite whenever I upload it.
Sure it is.
You know, every couple of years when I remember to upload it, people are like, wah!
You also used to share one of you with a mohawk way back in the day, too.
Yeah, there's that. If it's requested, I will send it out. However, there's also one with as you as Frodo and me as Gollum. I have taken possession of the golden gun of government, and apparently I don't want to give it back. It has word bubbles.
That's cool. I hadn't seen that one, actually. It was the first time I'd seen that.
Yeah.
You showed it to me on your computer. But anyway, so yeah, join the AMP program. You get cool perks. It's $5 a month. You can use any major credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use Bitcoin Core over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. All right, here's a terrible idea from Axios.com. Trump national security officials, they're considering an unprecedented federal takeover of a portion of the nation's mobile networks to guard against China. According to sensitive documents obtained by Axios, they say they got their hands on a PowerPoint deck and memo, both produced by a senior National Security Council official, which were presented recently to senior officials at other agencies in the Trump administration. The documents say America needs a centralized nationwide 5G network within 3 years. They say this will be a fierce debate within the Trump administration, and there's an outcry from the industry over the next 6 to 8 months over how such a network would be built and paid for. Two options laid out by the documents include: one, the U.S. government pays for and builds a single network, which would be an unprecedented nationalization of a historically private infrastructure. We're talking about the U.S. government taking over the cell phone networks.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
It's a crazy proposal. Number two, an alternative plan where the wireless providers build their own 5G networks that compete with one another, though the document says the downside is it could take longer and cost more. These bureaucrats, they don't live in reality.
But just let them think that, and they won't do it.
The idea that private industry, through competition, would take longer and cost more than the government trying to do the exact same thing is one of the most ridiculous claims I've ever heard. But luckily, there is some opposition, and from the most surprising of places, the FCC, where Chairman Ajit Pai has said, according to Variety.com, that he opposes any proposal in which the federal government would be tasked with building and operating a next-generation mobile network. Now, when bureaucrats get it right, I think they deserve to be praised when they get it right. I wish the FCC would disappear tomorrow, but they're not going to. And so to have a statement like the chairman of the FCC is making here, and it's not just him, we'll give you a couple of statements from some of the FCC board members on this. Now remember, there's only 5 people on the board of the FCC. He says, quote, "I oppose any proposal for the federal government to build and operate a nationwide 5G network. The main lesson to draw from the wireless sector's development over the past 3 decades, including American leadership in 4G, is that the market, not the government, is best positioned to drive innovation and investment." That's a nice thing to say, and I hope that he really means it, because if so, he should shut down the FCC entirely and truly allow the market to allocate frequency spectrum and come up with new technologies. But it's a baby step in the right direction, and to the FCC's credit, they actually have apparently been rolling back some regulations within the broadcast business, according to some of the industry media that I read.
I mean, this guy's probably not an anarchist.
No.
Most people think that they can fix it from the inside and all that other silly stuff. So,
yeah.
it doesn't surprise me that he hasn't just gone and got a regular job.
He says, quote, what government can and should do is to push spectrum into the commercial marketplace and set rules that encourage the private sector to develop and deploy next-generation infrastructure. Well, here's the newsflash for you. They're going to do that without your rules. They will do that because that's what customers demand. They don't need government structure to construct their business under. He goes on to say, any federal effort to construct a nationalized 5G network would be a costly and counterproductive distraction from the policies that we need to help the United States win the 5G future. According to the story, Michael O'Reilly, who's another FCC commissioner, he's a different Republican on the commission, said he also opposes the effort to nationalize 5G. He says, quote, I've seen lead balloons tried in D.C. before, but this is like a balloon made out of a Ford Pinto. If accurate, the Axios story suggests options that may not be under consideration or that may be under consideration by the administration that are nonsensical and do not recognize the current marketplace. Instead, U.S. commercial wireless companies are the envy of the world and are already rushing ahead to lead in 5G. I plan to do everything in my power to provide the necessary resources, including allocating additional spectrum and preempting barriers to deployment to allow this private sector success to continue. But even one of the Democrats on the FCC, Mignon Clyburn, disagreed with the idea of nationalizing 5G. She says, quote, the United
States... After all, it came out of the Trump administration. What a surprise.
What?
The suggestion came out of the Trump administration.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Surprise.
The United States leadership in the deployment of 5G is critical and must be done right. Localities have a central role to play. The technical expertise possessed by the industry should be utilized, and cybersecurity must be a core consideration. A network built by the federal government, I fear, does not leverage the best approach needed for our nation to win the 5G race.
So, not exactly a principled stance.
No.
But
she's against it. So
she's against it.
So you've got three federal commission.
If it was a locality for it, then she might be very well for it. I mean,
maybe.
Yeah, she was very, very dodgy on what her stance is.
The FCC, the fact that three out of the five have made public statements against it, I would say that probably means it's not going to go forward. So, but all that said, the fact that, you know, somebody would even propose such a ridiculous idea, it's pretty shocking. I do look forward to 5G. We live out here in the middle of the woods in New Hampshire. It took a while to get to 4G out here, so I don't know how long it's going to be before we see the world of 5G. But one thing's for sure, it'll certainly make making your own fake porn clips a lot easier.
Well, if I made them.
If that's how you choose to spend your time.
Well, yes. Which I don't.
No.
But there are a lot of people who are choosing to spend their time that way. And if you don't want yourself ending up in fake porn clips, then you better take all the pictures down that you've ever put online of yourself, as well as all video.
Just shut down your Facebook account and your YouTube account and, all your other accounts.
It's too late for us. I mean, we're out there. You can't take it back,
and
right?
You can't really unpost a picture to the internet,
right.
So taking it down doesn't actually accomplish anything.
Yeah, if you shut down your Facebook account, they still keep all of your data, just in case you want to come back or the law enforcement wants to investigate you after the fact.
If the amount of propositions I've gotten online is any indication as to what danger I have as far as ending up in gay porn or something, I don't have anything to worry about. Just doesn't happen much.
Famous last words.
Talk show hosts, nobody cares about them.
We've already got listeners in our chat room saying they're going to make some fake porn.
Of you.
No, they didn't
know
say
of funny. You. Look in the chat room.
He doesn't. He's pretending like he doesn't know how to use the chat room. Even though he was already in there last week.
I wasn't in there. You turned on the mic.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You didn't get your own account, did you?
No.
All right. You're in the Daryl Club of hosts who pretend like they don't know what a chat room is and act like they don't know how to use one. All right, so we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Delete all your pictures, your videos now, or else...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have
have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.